Good morning all, it's still Thursday and it's a two-boo day today, clearly, as here I am booing again and I'm still in the car, so no doubt there's still lots of background noise, particularly from the windscreen wipers probably, so sorry about that. I gather from catching up with my audio boo, which is probably why this is a two-boo day, that Audioboo have refreshed their website, and what I thought interesting was that I haven't the faintest idea what the Audioboo website used to look like or looks like now. I'm struggling to remember the last time I actually went to the Audioboo website to actually look at it, and it's not just Audioboo. All my social network interaction is via apps. On my Mac or on my iPhone or iPad. So for Audioboo, I use the Audioboo app for recording, I use Downcast for consuming. For Twitter, I use Tweetbot on my Mac, and I use Twitterific on my phone, Tweetbot on my iPad. App.net, I use Netbot. Most of my Flickr interaction is now via the Flickr iOS app, but I do still use the website for Flickr because of uploading photos from my desktop via Aperture. So yeah, I don't tend to use the websites. I've got no idea what the Twitter website looks like. I assume Twitter's website still looks okay, but I've got no idea. I suppose that's one of the reasons why I'm not particularly into Google Plus. There's no good third-party app for it. At least when I looked at Google Plus, the app from Google was terrible. Maybe they've improved it a bit now, maybe it'd be worth looking at it again. But certainly, I seem to believe that the third-party people, for Twitter at least, and for ADN, have produced better solutions than the primary social networks attempts. I just don't go to the websites. Is that just me? Does everyone else use the websites heavily? I'm sure the mainstream people do, but I think I'm anything but mainstream.